Welcome to the Destruction Podcast.
Hello, people.
My name is David Hayes.
Ray. Mugsy Man.
All right, roll your fucking dice now.
All right.
Ray's playing with his dice.
Oh, shit.
We are playing, which we just received from Field Marshal Games, the new Axis and Allies 1942 Second Edition. Mugsy's going to be the hated Axis.
Apparently
Ray and I are partners. We're going to try to get along. Ray's always a cock to me. He's not very nice to me all the time. He's busting my balls.
It's true. We were just discussing that, actually.
Yeah.
Ball busting.
He needs to be less of a dick. But here we go. It is Russia's turn. So, Ray, go ahead.
I'm missing a green dice.
With $24 million, I think the appropriate purchase for Russia would be a battleship.
Yep, absolutely. $24, that leaves you $4 to, save for the next battleship.
To put away for development.
Yeah. Where's the cost?
And no developments in this game. You got the mobilization zone right in front of you.
Naval development for Russia, please.
Yeah. We're going to drop everything in Zone 5, the Baltic Sea.
I'm going to sell all my infantry. Hey, can you imagine if you could sell guys?
That'd be all right. You bought something and you're like, I don't
have enough money. I'll sell two guys. For,
yeah, take them off the board?
No, not like that.
Take them off your capital.
If they make it back to the capital, you can sell them back to the bank, just like
they're
a monopoly.
To be put in the,
you mortgage them at half
at a
price.
Certain time, right?
Yeah.
That'd be cool, though.
Hopefully when the
you bought something
stopped.
A couple rounds ago and you don't really need it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. The planks took care of that. They get rid of the battleship for Russia.
Where in the name of the sweet Lord fuck are my cigarettes?
I don't know, Dave. Seems to me that they're right there.
Oh, right in front of
seems
your face.
Seems to me... You lived your life a lot better than you think you had.
Crinkle, crinkle. Yeah, tap. That's great for editing.
Hey, shut up, okay?
Why don't you drum an entire fucking song?
That'd be all right.
I will.
Yeah, I know.
If there was video people, you would have seen that Dave was gesturing. To yeah.
I seen it out of the corner of my eye. Seen them going like this.
Oh, I found one of your dice, right?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Nope.
That was my blocker hand.
Probably anyways. Just got a little cleaner by hitting the ground.
All the dust shook off.
I'll have to find that when I'm
done. It's covered in fucking filth.
Don't fuck around.
Filth and grime.
Because I must look at me go here with one guy and
fucking.
Because,
Oh, you know what it is today? On Q107?
70s versus 80s?
No, it's like fucking... They're doing like half fucking albums.
Yeah, 70s versus 80s.
No, that's 80s. Buffalo.
Oh.
It's a classic
that's
album.
Buffalo.
It's
Buffalo 97 Rock.
No, I was listening to Q107 last night.
I'm talking about what he has. Yeah, I know. That's cool. You should do that because I listened to...
At fucking 2 o'clock in the morning, they played KU.
Hey
and
You.
Then, no, not Hey You. Hey You.
That's what I said, Hey You.
From Pink Floyd.
I said Comfortably Numb.
And then they... I thought they were going to play the whole fucking second half of the album.
What do you want over
But at the end of Comfortably Numb, they stopped. They're playing like 4 or 5 songs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
From a classic album. It's fucking wicked.
Yeah, that's great. Well,
what's that? Do I want a glass? Over here. Yeah, do you want a glass? Do you want a
Yeah, I want a Guinness glass.
That's Guinness glass.
That's a nice Guinness glass.
What are you drinking out of?
Whatever you're handing.
Where did my glass go?
Glass.
I think it was Scotland. Oh, you two ladies from Scotland. Wales. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you two Wales from Scotland?
Remember when you dropped it?
Yeah. Still got the crack.
This
still holds water.
Gigantic glass. Of
hogan. It's like
and
a cinder
right
block.
On the cement, that 4-pound glass bounced. It had got a crack in it, but still,
it still holds fluids.
I wouldn't recommend dropping it again.
No, or even tapping on it.
Yeah.
Set it down nice and softly.
Save the ball. I'm cutting these open and I'm saving all of our Guinness balls from now on. I'm going to make a gigantic ball and glue them
out. That'd be cool. Get the glue gun.
Save all the nitrogen bars.
So where's the
balls?
Tin snips?
Yeah.
Oh, they're in the bucket owner.
I mean, the big scissors shears.
Yeah, the ones with the big, gigantic fucking... Those fucking things are solid.
Yeah,
and apparently I'm going to have to need them, because the fucking guy that's supposed to be doing my fascia and soffit hasn't showed up for 2 fucking weekends. He
so
dropped off that
two?
Shit. He said he was going to start next weekend. That was 2 weekends ago, and all the shit's still here. I need a fucking roofer.
I don't really know anybody. Yeah, I guess they do.
Well, I don't know if roofers do it, but I need a... Somebody with a bender.
A break.
Listeners. A
break. I think, if actually... Any,
yeah, metal break.
Yeah. I
call
think
it a bender.
I could talk to a guy.
It's called a bender in Sudbury, anyway. Yeah, that'd be cool, because...
That is the field nomenclature for the apparatus.
Yes. How come I got such a lot of head? Why am I complaining about a lot of head?
Why do you have so much your hair? Glass was not polished, therefore dust particles are now embedded upon your frosty libation.
It was upside down.
Oh, was it? Yeah. You just got, like, small little bugs and stuff. That's...
Hey, I'm talking, guys. I'm taking up that whole space. By that whole space, I mean West Russia. West Russia.
I will be using the British, the Australian, and the Canadian dice.
Got a movie to come in, Dougie.
Russia's starting.
I know
you're coming into West Russia.
Oh, you can hit two territories from there. What the hell is going on here? You have three factories?
Yeah, but I start with
Kazakh.
Yeah.
Oh, weird, man. Karelia looks like it's going That's to be weird, very look, difficult for
and
us.
You start
to
with a factory down here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're two away.
Holy
can...
fuck. And he, yeah, but you can put three and you can put two. What's this worth? Four?
Nah, I'm going to move some guys out there.
Not literally. Sure. That's fine. Four. That's six guys you could fucking bring on three.
You got one, two, three.
You know, it means that I need a factory on the mainland. That means I need a factory.
I'm missing a Canadian dude.
Time for war, but first right we drink!
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Cheers, you pieces of shit.
These glasses sound like they've got foam in them. Oh, wait, they do, kind of.
Yeah. I'm missing one of my Canadian dice.
You know what I mean, though?
I have a Canadian dice.
If this was filled
we
with Canadian,
have seven.
And we were to cheers, it would be like, ting.
Or no,
we
you just got the one. Like, there
yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was really weird.
We have 14 Canadian dice in total.
Oh, four.
There's
four twos. Two, four, six.
Four
what did I get in the pack? Six, right?
Yeah. Well, we got, when Ray and I went up, they gave us one when we walked in the door. So I've got seven, he's got one, and you got six. Speaking of Field Marshal games, I want to thank Jeremy. He sent,
when
we were up there.
Thanks for the album, the return of the album. That's very important to me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, when we went up there, Ray forgot his photo album up at the Field Marshal Games convention in Oshawa, and I told him to hold on to it. Yeah,
nice.
I asked him to hold on to it when he told me he found it, because I was going to be ordering the games off of him if he got them in, and he got them in, and we got 42 and 41, and I got Muggsy a set of dice. Canadian dice, because his dice fucking roll sixes all the time.
Except for when I'm playing against my dad at my house.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Or when he's going for development.
That was last week. I wasn't playing. These guys played a game of Classic on the small board because I was an asshole and fucking locked the garage door. He couldn't get his big map.
It was
Muggsy
fun.
Slaughtered.
I enjoyed it. It was all right. It
I think it'd
back.
Be neat going back and playing on the regular so size funny. Board.
It brought back some old memories.
It was nice because I had a piece of plastic too, so you didn't have to deal with the fucking crevice, that little dip in the board.
This board, this 42 board that we're playing on, the new one, doesn't really have any crevices in it.
No, it's pretty smooth, but that old one, it folds in half and then one over to go over top.
Yeah.
So that one hinge is even, not hinge, but
that's what the benefit of this one
thicker.
Is. It lies
it's got one
really
line
flat.
Right through the middle
yeah,
and a slight color difference here.
Yeah.
That's minimum.
I like the way that Europe is stretched out on this map. It's fucking beautiful. It's...
This probably
doesn't look anything like Europe.
This is probably one of the most distorted maps.
Yeah, it's very distorted, so it gives you a lot of room in the areas that get a lot of play.
Look at the size of Sinkiang, though.
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah. Well, China's a big fucking place.
Look, you're here. Tanks, one, two. Like a set of tanks right here in this area could fucking cover everything and go back and let your infantry go out.
Here? Yeah. What's here?
Talking about the
Sorry,
Soviet
talking
Far
about,
East.
Yeah, in the middle
yeah,
of
see,
Russia, Yakut, or just above Mongolia.
Yeah. The distortion
nice
in this
map.
Game looks like it's going to be very easy to play on, and that's the whole thing. Like, I don't need the map
that's
to
nice.
Look exactly like the world, because if you did, there'd be no goddamn room in Europe for anything.
Yeah, that's right.
And this distortion is good. Another big thing in here on this game is Iceland has been moved from the Greenland sea zone to just above UK. It borders the two northern UKC zones, and you can land on Iceland to prepare a fucking fight in Norway. Something actually might land in Iceland in this game.
You get greedy going after both.
Ray is opening up with the crush West Russia and the hope to beat Ukraine move. Yeah, bring that fighter in there.
It's two to
Ukraine. Yep. The borders are a little bit faint in
the German
areas.
Magic marker.
Yeah, no, they're okay. They're nice. Your eyes will get used to it. The more you look at the board, the more you unread it. Yeah. You know.
But I mean, just in Germany, maybe. Germany.
Well, that's what we did with my 42 poster map. Was I took a black marker and I drew all the borders in Europe because they were very difficult to see, and the same thing here, but they're a little better in this game.
I think what they could have done is they could have lined up this C zone between 32 and 31, that line, with the fold in the board. Would have looked a little cleaner.
Yeah, they would have had to move India over a little bit.
Shift it. You could have lost something here, you know, like a quarter inch here and a quarter inch there, or I'm sorry. Maybe 4 millimeters. Or you just
take this line from where.
I was born in 1972, and I fucking never use metric, ever. And we've had metric in Canada my whole life. I watched too much fucking Buffalo TV growing up. People say I sound like I'm from Buffalo, and in the car they're like, "Wow, where are you from? Are you?"
I used to get that when I go to
Sudbury. Hit over here.
Are you from the States?
Finland.
I mean, he's got three guys, and I could take a chunk.
Right, but you can only place. Don't you have a factory in Karelia? Double check your card, because I think there's a factory in Karelia.
Oh, I might have put it here.
Yeah, in Kazakh. Yeah, they always get a factory in Kazakh.
That's what I was saying. Like, that doesn't make any
probably
sense.
Probably saw the K and just dropped it down.
Yes,
and
that's what it was.
Probably one after it.
Here's the problem with you coming out of Karelia and attacking Finland.
I can only put two.
Two units in Karelia, and he can fucking get there with three tanks, four tanks with the transport, and four infantry.
Whoa, transport's in this game. Infantry.
So what are you saying? I set up a reserve platoon?
One infantry and one anything else, yeah. Except, factories.
I think I moved factory.
Can't move factory.
I see what you're saying, dude.
Nope, says right in the rule book.
However, look. There is this for two. Baltic States, I could possibly come in
there.
If you
did that,
I'll be squeezed out. It's just a money grab. Yeah.
Just to throw this out there, I need pieces for, like, destroyers and...
Chips. They're not chips, but rondelles.
Rondelles, I've got them in the bag already. If there's some destroyers for all...
Under your feet there, there's a stack of my extra boxes. Yeah. Grab what you need.
That'd be sweet, because I've got two boards at my house. I've got Alex's and Ally's Europe.
Oh.
But I don't have those pieces. I've just got the pieces, his
old
pieces.
You got his map? For Europe?
Yeah,
so you need Europe. For that one, you need destroyers.
Yeah. Destroyers and artillery.
Oh, yeah. Artillery, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have enough artillery to give you much.
I got plenty, especially for the base nations.
And I've been pinching off Dave, so I'm just... this is such a good fucking album.
Fuck, I love this album.
They're doing this next Friday, or this coming Friday.
I want to go. Should I bring another tank?
Classic album live.
Oh, it's Zeus?
Yeah.
Should I bring another tank?
I think I might go.
I think I'll leave it. I might send it this way here. What are we doing over here? Okay, that's it. Let's roll some bones, boys.
Right.
We're purchased. We're taking a little bit of an extra time here because we don't really know the map, but it seems to be about the same over here. This area here, which is what? West
Russia.
Russia?
Yeah.
Man, you're gonna need every friggin' piece in your box to protect that.
Yeah, you'll crash there.
No, I think this.
Especially if he gets the flanks. I mean, for Germany to come in and hold that spot.
I don't think he would even bother trying.
No, go around, send a couple flanks and a dummy fucking.
It looks like the easiest thing to do is take Karelia, and then you got a factory that's fucking just about next door to Moscow.
Here we go, Muggsy man. I'm coming in. Is there any ACACs anywhere?
Italy's far away, man. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Can I go up into 16 on this game?
2-1.
That's something we're going to have to decide on.
Choose.
It's an optional rule.
Going into...
going through... Okay, hang on. Go ahead and roll this battle out, and then I'll...
I've already started.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where's our hits, Dave? Put our hits right there.
Yeah.
Where's that, cock?
We need our car.
West Russia, you've got 4 twos and a three.
Yeah, I might retreat right after you fucking hit me three times.
4 twos and a three?
Yes. You'll hit me twice.
Yes, I did.
Jeez, there's a couple of Russians with their helmets cut in half. You got one there with a severe brain damage, and this one's got a little shave on top.
Maybe it's that other hat that they used to wear.
Where is this, West Russia?
A monkey hat.
Bulletproof pale.
That's what this one looks like over here. It looks like a fucking bucket.
Bucket. That sucks. How many did you get? You got two.
You're in the wrong fight. You're put that guy back.
No, this is what I just rolled.
You said West Russia.
No, I didn't. I said this one here, and you said West Russia.
Well, I told him to roll out right. Four twos.
You got me once?
Three.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Just one, two, three, Jesus. Four.
Be thankful.
And I've got a four.
One and not
wait, wait.
Yeah, but he misrolled.
No, I didn't. Because it's the same.
Four, two, it's three. Same plus a four.
And a four.
Oh, there. You just got hit once more. Okay, so we're attacking Ukraine, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, because I got to put that. I'll just put this chip there.
Yeah.
If you notice, I would have rolled much. Much more dice in that one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I thought we were talking about this one here. West Russian. Oh, Guinness. Love the Guinness.
So delicious. It is a good temperature.
Come on! That's what I got last time. Oh, that's a little better.
You still got a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Thought you were going to retreat.
Oops, I rolled wrong dice. Too many.
You can't roll the wrong dice. You got the same thing. Almost the same roll.
Oh,
Bernie.
Three and four. Three hits, four.
That a boy, guy.
You get your planes left.
It's alright, dig a couple dudes up.
Dignity of men.
Even if that was a whittle fucking campaign.
Take the fighter and the artillery for the dignity of man.
Yeah, Nick.
You got me twice or once?
I'll take a hit against the factory.
Okay, two optional rules for this game, Ray. I was explaining to Muggsy before you got here.
Yep.
The Turkish Strait. We need to decide if it's open or closed. Can ships come through there? Turkey is neutral.
I don't want them to.
Well, obviously you're the Allies. He wants to come through. You don't want him to.
I am not the Allies. Yes, I am the Allies, and yes, I don't want him to come through. But you have to...
I can't take it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like Global where you can invade and then...
So what are you saying? It's totally...
In 42,
it's
what was
optional.
It?
It's
in 42, the other 42, what was it?
You could come through because it was...
I'd say go with that.
All right.
Well, I think that, you know... Well,
we're going to play you cannot come through the Turkish Strait. That will help save Russia because he just lost all of his guys from the car. The other optional
roll.
Well,
that's not really fair. We should roll for it. We should say even is yes and odd is no or something.
I'm sure Muggsy would be.
Odd's no.
Odd is no. It's closed. Okay. So we rolled for it.
Africa's mine.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that never means mind that means I can't put ships there either.
When would you ever put ships there?
One transport guys.
Why would you? Yeah, okay.
Come on, you can't afford ships.
That never happens.
I'm putting all my
plus my planes would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're dead.
You're bricked.
Every time. Anyway, the other optional roll.
I'm joking with you, boys.
Mr. Man is don't point and roll. I'm talking to you.
Go.
Scrambling for strategic bombings. Just for strategic bombers.
Interceptors.
Yeah, the way it works is if he comes in with a bomber and a couple of fighters, all three of his planes would fire at anything that you brought up. Say you brought up interceptors from London. If he hits on any of his escorts, you take your interceptors right off. Whatever you have left, you roll for. If you get you're looking for ones. If you get a one, then he would take one of his escorts off. I don't want to. It's fucking complicated and stupid.
That's fine. Yep.
So we're not doing that. And then you got to go through the ACAC.
You just get the ACAC and then the bombing is what
yeah,
we're going to
do.
Yeah,
you do one round
you get
of
the ACAC and the bombing. That's a red.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, built in ACACs on the factories in this game with the new anti aircraft artillery. And they're fucking beautiful. This German one with the flak shield or the fucking armor on the front.
It's pretty sweet. It's
fucking amazing. It's even got a penis. See that?
Yeah.
It will fuck.
Hey. Hit you twice, Doke. Carry on as if you're normal.
I'm pretty normal. At least I like to think so.
Morning, Victor. Oh, you rolled it into Soviet Far East. Oh. We're into the Guinness already. I haven't had a fucking thing to eat today.
Yeah, I had to get something on the way over.
Oh, thanks for bringing something again.
Hey, did you want anything?
I think we might order a pizza.
I got you once. And you got me, I don't know, because you keep taking your dice away.
Got you too.
Yeah. He's all discombobulated because he doesn't have a hitbox.
What? How many times?
Unst.
Unst. Unst, hunst, crunst. Here we go. Come on.
We have to convince these map designers. This is the one problem I have with every friggin' Axis and Allies map. What is it? Nobody plays sitting on one side of the board. Nobody. And yet they put the mobilizations on with the prices always only on one side of the board. There should be one up here in Canada, too.
Fucking or at least upside down so we can read it. Like, you could be over there, but we need, like,
yeah,
the mirror image so we can see it.
Technically, that's where you're supposed to put your purchases.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's got the prices. Why can't we have one up in fucking Alaska, Canada,
yeah,
over
right
here, or Canada
yeah,
on this
side? That would
do
nothing right there.
They never put them on both sides, even in global. There's one on the Pacific side and one on the Atlantic side, and they're both on the fucking South Pole.
You sure Alaska's big enough to hold one of those boxes?
Yeah, it's fucking huge in this map.
I only got you one. Are we done? What'd you get?
How many did you roll again? You hit me once. All right.
I hit you once.
Hit me two last time. And a three. And a hit.
Oh, fuck. Muggsy's. Why did I get those fucking dice for you? I'm hitting like crazy with the Canadian dice. Thanks, Jeremy.
They're doing that good.
You guys are exaggerating.
Yeah, exactly.
Exaggerating.
I've told you a million times.
There's going to be no fucking Russian tanks.
Another
on the
one.
And we're exaggerating.
I'm tickling you to death with a sword.
Why didn't you bring this other tank in? You sending them there? Over the...
Maybe.
Japan?
In this game,
what
can you do
this?
The stupid rule
what
of non-comming
this?
Into a place you just took?
Yeah.
That's true.
Actually, I was reading it on Europe, and it says that you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
On Europe, it says you're allowed. It distinctly says three different types of moves. You can go and into a friendly territory.
Oh,
you can blitz
okay.
through two takeovers, and you can go there and back and return. It says you can return.
Yeah, that's stupid too because that's a non-combat move. That should not be allowed. If I was on the board, negative.
Any combat that does or any move that does not result in combat is a non-combat move.
That's right. So going into a territory with a tank and turning around and coming back out, the coming back out is a non-combat.
I kind of get what you're saying,
you know what I mean?
But it's a rule, man. Like, you can do it.
There's a blitz. You can blitz, but the problem with the blitz is now you got your tanks way out in front with no support. Tanks should be behind the infantry.
Right, but it's a special move that tanks can
do. Exactly.
It's just like special moves that some other units can do. The thing about it is, if you want to take...
What does that work?
Two.
Yeah, if you want to take...
If you want to just take a territory that's undefended but not put your ass out in the front line, take the territory and come back, that's the way you do it with a tank, right? Because if you went in and had to stop, now the tank has only moved one. So you could technically say, okay, during non-combat move, he has one move left. But he's performed combat. You're not supposed to be able to move after
only,
you do combat.
Exactly, but only aircraft can move in both,
yeah.
Right?
Well, except for tanks.
Well, apparently, yes.
$2.
All right, rondelle that.
Yeah,
one more. You can see the German rondelles. They look
really
weird. The Balkan Cross is very small. There's an awful lot of red on the rondelle.
Was there really?
Yeah. I mean, the Russian one is smaller than normal, too, but it doesn't look as bad as the German one.
I'll show you.
Especially when you put it back to next to the Japanese or the British, which take up the whole, like the whole flag takes up the whole thing, right?
That's,
like,
yeah,
that's what it would look like on the plane.
Mm-hmm. Let me see the German one.
No, you'll see it soon
you'll
enough.
You'll see it soon.
No, you will. I will not see one on the board.
You're probably going to see it in the cockpit.
In Africa, I'll see it in Africa.
Watch Africa.
He wants it.
Yeah,
he wants it. You better not get any ideas due to the coloring of the Sahara that he can blitz.
Why would
through.
I? There's no number on there.
Down there. If I got a defensive one, Dave, with the subs, subs are regular, right?
Anything.
Yeah.
There's $6, 2-1.
Yep.
I'll pay the extra buck to get the 2-2.
Yeah.
All right, Cox.
Super subs. No developments in this game either. Same as the old 42.
Should I bring this west?
You might want that in the cock.
Well, I know.
and only put four guys down there. He can come in with tanks and fighters and shit if he takes it, though he's going to be weak, and then I can get him back.
No, maybe in Leningrad, because he can fucking maybe here? Take it over.
I was thinking about there or over here for a little support.
Yeah.
But I did buy two. I went out on a limb.
I think with the way you rolled, you're better off going on defense. If you'd have rolled better and had a shit ton of guys in West Russia,
yeah,
I'd say take the tank out to Japan. But
yeah, good call. Well, four guys are going here. Or should I go two and two?
Did you put anybody down in Leningrad yet?
No.
You got to put two guys in Leningrad.
I was going to do that and then use these tanks.
Oh, they can go and rest here, because they got...
And then they got a choice in which
way they got a little more... a little more mobility.
You know what? I got more infantry. I hate using chips. As a matter of fact, I never use chips. You know, on our game, we never use chips. That's why I made it so big to begin with, so we can get rid of all them fucking chips.
Yeah.
And when Kenny gave me his game, and I had two games, I was like, oh, fuck, I got more pieces. You know, back then, now it's... You know, I can't believe
I got thousands of fucking pieces, man.
Popular. So popular now. That's so good, man. I fucking love it.
Ray's very happy about the Axis and Allies' popularity.
Yeah, we're happy.
I am happy as well. When I was introduced to this game by a guy in the townhouse complex I lived with, we played the old classic version, right? This was in the...
late, on the regular board.
Yeah, early 90s. He didn't have, there was nothing else out. I don't even think Europe and Pacific were out, and if they were, we never saw them.
No, it didn't come out until later.
And I wanted to buy a copy of my own, but we were hurting for money. The old lady was on welfare when I met her, and we were living in housing. We had no fucking money. And when I went to Toys R Us, I'd always fucking look for it. And one day I saw it there, and it was like 50 bucks, and I wish I would have bought it. But 50 bucks in the early 90s is a lot more than 50 bucks now. Oh,
for sure.
Fuck, I spent fucking 400 bucks on Axis and Allies shit this fucking summer alone.
Holy
shit. You have been spending.
So, I'm doing a little better.
Well, see, you have made up for what you lost.
But I wish I would have bought that fucking game for 50 bucks. You know, because yeah, I would have got my 50 bucks worth.
You would have the original, too, which is kind
of
cool.
A thing like that. I'm going to get my money out of all the fucking Axis and Allies games that I've played.
Oh,
there was no AxisandAllies.org. There was no fucking...
None of that.
Talking to Larry Harris on his own website.
Yeah, that's
the most amazing thing.
That's fucking
you
fantastic.
Go on there and he'll fucking respond to you sometimes. He's been very busy, obviously, with all the games coming out. But he responds a lot on there. And being able to talk to the guy that created it is just fucking amazing. But I wish I would have bought it. And he... was just as crazy as everybody else that fucking has ever played Axis and Allies and loved it. We had this coffee table that had the frame, the legs and the side frames were all one piece, but the tabletop sunk in, but you could pick it up and take it out. And he took it out, we gave it to him, and flipped it over and drew a gigantic map with more C-zones, similar to what Global is now. And this is back in the day when all we had was Classic. There was no extra pieces. He made all kinds of special rules. Like, that's the thing about this game. Like, you don't see guys going, hey, let's play this mod of Monopoly I made, or fucking Scrabble.
Yeah, there's just different versions, but there's not all these
additions.
This game
is so modifiable. Everybody's got their own house rules, and it's fucking amazing.
Like, and we haven't even touched World War One. World War One would be a lot of fun.
See, that's what makes me think, though. People have made World War One games. Why aren't they as popular? But maybe it's just because we haven't played them ourselves.
Yeah, but if this was a 41 setup, and we had biplanes, and the early stuff, the old stubby-nose subs...
I think you meant to say 14.
Pardon?
You said 41. You mean 1914.
I did say 41. You're right. Yeah, if this was World War One,
1914.
Yes, 14. Like I said, you'd have really cool pieces. You'd have biplanes. You'd still have cavalry.
Yeah.
They would look really sharp. Not only that, but you're dealing with different teams. You'd have the Romanians, Ottomans. You would have the... you know, the Austrians. Finland can be in there. Like,
it'd
that's why I'm
cool.
Thinking this game on AAA is just outstanding. It's that is the greatest. I'm so grateful for that, and can't wait to buy him again.
I gotta try it out. Well, you can support him by sending him some money. The guy that does all the programming.
Well, he deserves something, for sure.
I gotta do that. They give you a little badge on your login thing, too, that says AAA supporter. I haven't done it yet, but I have to, because it's amazing.
Yeah, I thought you were going to hit there hard.
Hey, what's going on? That's my battleship you're attacking, you prick. Mm-hmm. I pretty much hate you.
That's not a battleship.
I don't care.
Oh, up here in the north, yes.
Yeah.
I like the top of the destroyer.
Oh, and he is going to for the mini Pearl Harbor in Washington. What a prickensy. What are you thinking about there, Jeremy?
Just looking.
Just.
Odds.
We had a suggestion from yet another Ray, who emailed me, saying that he enjoys the moments in the podcast when alone or one or two people on one side of the border by themselves, okay, when one guy's, like, say, taking a piss or whatever, and
the two will talk,
the banter back and forth about what they got to
do. Bantering.
Well, strategy thing. So I was thinking what we should do is, during purchase and combat move, you and I will fuck off and Muggsy will tell the listeners what's going on. We'll just go sit in the backyard in the sun, which is as bright as the sun.
It is quite bright out there. It's true. It's true.
Have beer out there, and then he'll just holler for us to come back in, and the same thing, we send him outside. It'll
so what you're
him.
Saying basically like is we're going to play A&A,
yeah,
but we need to bring our sunblock.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, we need
well,
Wizards of the Coast to come up with some
Wizard of the Coast.
Those are the guys that produce the game.
I know, I got them on the internet.
We need to talk earmuffs. To them.
Question.
Oh, cone of silence. Yeah.
Ear defenders.
No, no. We need pewter pieces is what we need.
Pewter pieces.
So we can play. We'd on like the picnic table outside. Never mind. What are you asking?
I like one team to be brass.
A rookie question. Is it about your ACAC?
No, it's about this taking out this and then in non-combat going like this.
Yeah,
that's not typical.
So you can make the Canadians nickel and make the Brits silver.
Oh, Dave, you're sorry.
It's not land, it's the ocean. Or the
it's supposed sea. To be open?
Yeah, you can move into a friendly sea zone. Is what's supposed to be open?
The cooler?
Oh, no, it's not, actually.
All these electrics.
Thank God for you.
Around.
We'd have been electrocuted and had warm beer.
Fuck.
That would really suck.
Either one of them would suck, but the two of them together.
Electrocution
would,
is not that bad.
I might as well fucking string together a noose
it is
hanging on the ceiling.
If the sponge is dry.
I think that would be the coolest thing, to walk into this garage and look up and see a noose hanging from the rafters.
That's not
think?
The same kind of bolt that you're in.
That'd be fucking sweet.
No, Dave, it wouldn't at all.
They don't.
I'm sure we're comparing now. Yeah.
All right, shut up. Let's do.
I wasn't talking. Oh, yeah, I was.
That was a terrible scene.
Are you stoned?
No, these fucking three, however, are.
Two?
Yeah, speak for yourself, Dave.
There's two of them?
These two.
These other three. Yeah, he's not free, you know.
I didn't think stoners could get stoned anymore, because they smoke so much fucking weed. It's more of a crutch than anything else.
No.
But this fucking joint that these two had earlier, it fucked them up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but it's been a long, 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 long time.
I'm getting a little cotton mouth from the contact. I need
boy.
I don't smoke weed. I am an alcoholic.
Suddenly the weed doesn't sound so bad in the 80s.
I come from a long line of coke.
Or the FFA.
Funny.
The Frankfurt Association. Are we splitting the states?
I got a two.
Oh, prick, missed.
Kill him, you got a two.
You? No, it's on your side. You're the state.
Oh,
on your side.
Get to roll.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, you're so
oh, good. The first die I roll of the day bounces out of the box and lands at a five. And I get a six.
Mine
oh.
is a six. Dude.
Beauty. Yes! Don't even roll, yep. Thank God. I just saved the entire American
another
fleet
two.
Off of Washington. He brought a seven
look
to kill the
fuck.
Destroyer.
Clusterfuck.
What's that?
I missed. UK.
Oh, now I get to save the Canadian fleet.
Oh,
another six.
Oh, three.
Oh,
a four.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
I get to roll back because it's a destroyer and I missed. The Canadian fleet is dead.
Good.
But that's okay.
I really wanted this to be dead.
Not in your beer.
Yeah,
right
those
here.
Transports.
Two threes. In the med. In the med, I got two fighters on your cruiser.
Sucked
there
in my
there.
Flab and made no noise.
Hit.
I will get it.
Where now? Two German fighters against your cruiser in
right off the rock of Gibraltar. Oh, you brought subs in too, so my fucking...
Oh, here.
Oh, okay, there.
What are you doing?
Three. Miss. Fuck me.
Rolls a four.
Hit it.
Cruiser's dead and right. Mad.
Now I've got 2-1 sneak attack. Or 2-2s.
Shit.
See, he changed his mind in the backswing.
You get your one, right?
Oh, yeah. Sneak attack one. Miss.
All right. 2-3s. And two, four. Or A4.
Hey, hey.
Jeez.
Hey.
And a four.
Fucking destroying my shit.
Okay, got one for the battleship.
It's good hit. To get that
in. Battleship hit. You've got two hits.
I can take a sub from the battleship, right?
Yes. And did...
I got two hits.
Okay, and they were air hits, so I can't take that on the submarine.
It's on your battleship.
Yeah, both on the battleship.
The transport still survives because of the sub right now, or the planes can shoot the transport?
Right now, you've got a German sub, two fighters, and a bomber. I can
leave it as it is, right? Because this will die.
Yeah, I cannot shoot back... Oh, my sub can shoot back at your sub.
If I was to do that, if I was to submerge, this would die.
Your submarine can submerge, the planes will kill the transport, you know the what? British transport, and the Russian sub stays alive.
You got a one. I got a sneak attack.
Well, I get submerged, too.
Yeah, it's silly.
I get submerged.
Doesn't matter your sub.
Couldn't I submerge? There's no destroyer.
I get to shoot back at your...
Wait a minute. Can I submerge?
No. First
strike. No destroyer.
First strike.
That's right. He can decide to submerge rather than fight.
You can?
Yeah.
That's right.
Did you submerge?
Well, that's what we should talk about.
The transport
will
be dead.
Because I could come back maybe or, you know, go over
there. Yeah, you can get into here now. That's right.
I could go over there and at least take a hit on
it. That's right. The Russian sub's going to submerge.
You guys took too long.
We're going to lose that.
The British transport dies anyway, so the sub stays alive.
Sub stays?
Yeah.
He stays. You can do whatever you want to do.
These guys stay. All right, right here.
Now he's going into West Russia. What a fool.
Yes, West Russia. Yeah, foolish, right?
Ooh, you got 1-1. One. Oh, fuck, you got 1-1.
Two-twos.
Oh.
Oh.
Nice.
The one is the only thing that hits.
Now make up for your shitty roll in the first round.
Got one.
Got one.
Me too, I got one. I got 2-2s.
No dignity of man in this fight.
Oh, six. That's beautiful. Ah. Keep rolling. Don't roll those Canadian dice.
You fool.
Ah. Muggsy has abandoned the Field Marshal games. That was Jesus.
Oh, good. I'm glad he's
once
here.
In a while, Jesus likes to shoot.
I rolled honestly and I missed.
Okay. If that's how you want to play it, I will play that way. All right. 2-2s. No. Yes. 2-2s. Holy fuck.
As I was saying before Jesus interrupted us, Muggsy has abandoned the Field Marshal games dice and isn't hitting shit anymore.
It's not true.
Yeah. Rolling sixes like crazy. You're punking, you know. Don't even deny it.
That hurt.
It should hurt. It was designed to hurt.
Mark,
do you
want to
go
there?
See the Who with us? Hey, would you ever so kindly mark me up?
We're playing in Cops Coliseum.
When's that?
2-2.
39.
Aye.
41. It's in February, dude.
Oh, February.
Yeah.
The Who? All of them? Except for Moon, obviously.
Well, yeah, and the bass player, Ethwistle. Mm. It's just Daltrey and Townsend, and then they're going to...
I don't know. Watching 70-year-old guys singing Teenage Wasteland.
Still such a great tune. Mm.
I'm going to see Bob Dylan in September.
Yeah, I know. That's good. I heard that when that concert came out, and I thought about that. I thought, oh, fuck, right there in Art Park.
Yeah. I didn't get to see him when he played here in the Falls. He played a little show in at Oaks Garden. Remember that... Summer,
yeah, that's
four
right.
4 years ago, they had concerts down there.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan was there. I was working that night.
At the Oaks Garden. Yeah. Hey, what are they doing? They tore it down.
I think they're redoing that pavilion thing there.
Holy fuck. Which way do I go?
That's a beautiful garden there.
Yeah, it's really nice. We used to go there all the time.
They did the Kathy Lee and Regis show there years ago with them.
With their... It was cold that day.
Their table set up there and the cameras with the American Falls.
Fuck, I need a
Horseshoe
pond,
Falls
man.
Right in the background. It was pretty cool.
Wish you had a pond. You guys are
Niagara Falls.
You know what? Say whatever you want about this town, but this is a fun town for people to visit. When they come here, there's so many different things to do.
Yeah, and bring your wallet because it ain't fucking cheap.
Yeah, but I mean, it... You know, like a couple comes down from Toronto, they're going to spend $100, $200 just on supper. You know,
They will. And they're going to spend $500.
Yeah, but they're going to walk there. Fucking everybody's walk. Take a cab, motherfuckers. If you come to Niagara Falls, take a cab.
Yeah.
Stop walking everywhere. A lot of hills. You kill yourself.
Those wee buses are killing us.
Oh, Jesus. And stay off the fucking streets, you motherfucking tourists. I know there's a lot of shit to look at, but there's also cars coming at you.
Yeah, I can't fucking believe more smallest people little... don't get killed.
This is...
Hey, what are you doing?
This is driving me crazy, man. I wish I had a
pump. Unstanced.
Okay, cocks.
We're not cocks. How dare you?
Hey, you knocked over my innocent fucking vodka.
Oh, he wasn't even doing anything, and you just knocked him off his stack of chips.
He was taking a choo-choo.
So I like these chips. I wish I had more of them. They're not as big around as the old ones, so they take up less space.
I'm liking them a lot.
And the ridges are cool, and they say Axis and Allies right in the middle, but I've only got one game that comes with them, and I've got 10,000 chips from all my other games that they don't work with.
I like these chips a lot. They are smaller.
So, Harris Game Design, keep pumping out more games so I can get more of these new chips.
Just sell the chips.
They had them on HBG, but they were out when I went on to buy that stuff on Historical Board Gaming. They did not have any left.
Well, to be honest with you,
I would have liked to have bagged another.
Oh, wait, I've got another fight here
instead of those.
I would rather play without the chips.
Yeah, but this...
Because it looks more glorious.
This
more
map's a little smaller.
I know.
I like seeing helmets. I don't like chips much myself.
Yeah, well...
Hey, quit setting up. You got to fight, motherfucker.
So that's
five. Is that seven tanks?
I thought they were two.
Sneaky bastard. No, the greens are three.
Oh.
He's got seven tanks and
I got a four.
Baltic States.
Four.
He's got two green ones under there. He's coming for Leningrad. You hit?
Yeah,
I got a deuce and I missed.
Down and in.
That was outside the Suez Canal. Now I have nothing in the Mediterranean. He did not attack Egypt.
Over Africa. Played a game the other night. It was beautiful, man. Germany would come
Holy
in.
Holy fuck, I can reach these
whittle.
Two.
If anything, they'd whittle.
Fuck.
They'd take it with one or two guys left, right?
Yeah.
Russia goes, and then Italy goes, and then Italy would come up behind. They would take what was left of the Russians, and then the Germans would walk in and deposit.
Oh, nice.
Just fucking land a bunch of shit in their territory, right? Ended up giving Italy more money. Hmm. Italy, actually, I almost took over Russia with Italy.
Wow.
It was fucking awesome.
Should be working on global. That's what you should be playing on there.
I play all different kinds, man. All different kinds. That one right there was... which one was that? I think that was that was not Alpha 3. It was Anniversary. That was Anniversary Board.
All right, we got Britain now.
Oh, I don't even have to protect that, because there's no transports in reach. I thought these could reach.
I'm going to buy a tank and two infantry for India and the rest up here.
Sorry, boys.
It's all right. I think I can crush that fucking fleet over there off of Borneo.
What's this? What do you want to do?
I think I can take my Australian fleet there and my Indian fleet and crush that battleship, aircraft carrier, and pair of fighters.
Can help the states out like crazy.
I think I'm gonna do that.
Do that. But you better buy. You better buy shallow for the.
Six.
You better not buy too aggressive for the. Like just.
I'm gonna get one tank for India.
Yeah.
Two infantry, so that's 12.
Or
bucks.
Maybe two artillery if you can afford the extra $2.
I'll see. I might switch one of them into an artillery.
Yeah, one of each would be good. That'd be the cheapest and the best.
But that'll leave him two transports on the board. See, this transport off of Quang Tung now is defended with a destroyer, so you can't just fly a plane in there, kill it, and fly back to the aircraft carrier anymore.
Ice donors. If you don't bring your carrier in, if you don't bring your carrier in, or bring it in non-combat, you can bring your fighter from Africa.
Fighter from Africa can go anyway, even if I bring the carrier in.
No,
there's
no place
fight.
To land.
Yeah, I can land on the carrier. One, two, three. From
I know, but what I'm saying is your carrier doesn't do anything in the attack.
It rolls at a 1 in this game, I think.
Aircraft carrier?
You'll be tempted to take
it. Rolls at a 1. Attacks at a 1.
Attacks at a 1.
I know, but you'll be tempted to take it. No,
to take it off.
I know, it's a hit. That's what I'm saying. If you don't bring it in, then you won't be able to take it as a hit. Then see, you can then bring an extra plane.
But I got a sub and a cruiser down off of Australia. And I've got... I could even take Borneo. I got two transports I can pull off.
Yeah, you probably Australia. Could grab 4 points. You need that. Do it. Because that will cover Africa.
Stop
for
talking. Like, why are you guys talking about dumb stuff?
Girth?
You don't want to do that.
Girth.
I'm kind of new.
You look, lose India.
He switched to a red dice.
You're not going to lose India.
Yep, you will.
He brought even more tanks in. Now there's fucking 9 tanks in Baltic states. You're a piece of shit.
No. It's goo.
Oh, but he's leaving Ukraine for you to take.
I know.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
You should probably bring your AK from Russia up to one of your Hoojit. Take it.
I'm going to crush it. I want
he's
it.
He's going to throw planes. Look where he landed all his planes. They're all in Baltic. You should have brought that up. No, you can't. I won't make it in time. Oh, well. Hindsight is 20/20. So now I got 19 bucks left for...
I think all my non-com is Dune.
I'm going to buy a fighter, my friend.
Fighter's a stupid purchase.
Because I'm probably going to lose one at home. Killing his
I'm
going to
bring both guys into Ukraine. If you're going to take Ukraine, you're going to take Ukraine. But they are... If he's a 2, he's not matched up. I'll leave him there.
I can't turn these into artillery.
Yeah, but it'll still be cheaper. It'll still be cheaper to go 1-1 and they'll still do the same job. Because he's going to take a hit. So for a buck, you're paying for the hit. You don't need it either. That might be the difference between a bomber and a... Hey, is there attack bombers? What's in here? Just fighters and bombers, eh?
In fact, you know what? I'm going to kill that Navy. Oh.
Hang what on. The fuck is
he's
that?
He's not done placing
look
yet.
Look at that. Look
that's
at
the new artillery for Britain.
You can see the big crank gear on it.
That's sweet, eh?
Beautiful, eh?
Oh, yeah. Way
you seem
better.
To have forgotten about those planes that were in the water.
Oh, Jesus. He's got a fucking huge Navy here now.
Yeah, he's going to hit fucking everything.
I would need 3 hits there. 4 hits. I gotta kill that transport. You can slip the sub in for whatever's left, maybe, and throw your planes at it. Oh no, your planes are in fucking Caucasus. God damn it.
Yeah, they are. That's why it took so long. I like the green chips already.
If I turn this into an infantry, I can afford another fighter.
Yeah, see?
For home.
Nice. You got mobility.
Because I'm going to fucking need it. Because if he's going to be buying stupid fucking naval purchases, then...
Yeah, you got the mobility too and the defense.
Collect for Russia?
Alright, I need to collect 41.
I think I did.
Okay. Good. Alright, that's what I'm buying.
Germany's turn is done, people. And I cleared all of the UK naval pieces. Stocked up in Baltic states with a whole bunch of tanks, few infantry.
Yeah, did you ever, eh?
Cleared the med, prepared for battle in Egypt, couldn't hit it yet. Maybe next round. And bought an aircraft carrier. 2 infantry, 2 artillery, and 2 tanks. It's a lot of money. $41 in this game.
Dave, you could go after
hey, you know what's good for
$4 and say goodbye to the
for the recording is that hammering that cocksucker's doing.
Yeah, what the fuck? Probably the guy that's supposed to be working on my fascia and soffit. Fucking dick.
Yeah, I was telling Dave earlier. Adam's interested in coming to play next time we play.
Has he played before?
Yeah, once or twice.
Classic?
Yeah, we'd have to play classic.
Yeah, we could play classic.
Also, I think my buddy Maddie is interested in playing too, but he says he's afraid to get addicted.
Oh my God, he'll think of sleep. You know what? When I
because he's started, a Risk player too. Like he plays Risk, and he loves video games and board games.
Yes, he'll go to bed at night thinking, "Fuck, my fighter's gonna reach."
I remember he used to do that all the time.
I know, me too.
Are you really saving the balls? You're tricking, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just throw it in the box.
Maybe if
there.
We cut it in half, you could trick him and think it's 2 cans.
No, I don't do that. I'm already bringing them American cans and getting fucking deposit that I never paid.
No, I'm not.
Edit. Okay, that's the only attack I'm doing.
You got enough coming in there? What about that other transport? You gonna try to go 2-1?
No, those guys.
You're gonna do the African movement.
This should be non-combat. I'm not gonna attack that because we only got two ones going at it. So that's gonna be non-combat, and yeah. I'm gonna bring them up to India.
Yeah. And that transport can go one. Pick up, come back, and drop off. Give up.
Yeah, because I'm gonna fucking lose all that shit, right?
Well, you know what? I suggest getting the tank and the fucking. You can carry the tank. The tank can move on its own.
Tank can drive to Persia.
I wouldn't give it up.
I can pick up this infantry and this artillery and drop them off here.
Yeah.
In India.
And then leave a guy to block and bring up the other guy to slow him down, and then hopefully you can get something over there. Because you can drop off in. You could drop off in East Africa. You know, just to slow him down a little bit.
I got two cruisers and a sub I can take off as casualties as long as the planes don't hit. The sub can come off. I need to roll well. That's so we're going to use Anzac dice.
Oh, you got that. Wait a minute. That's your only combat?
It's an Italian die. I don't need that. Yeah. I can't hit anything else. You got to give up Africa.
Do you think he'll get three hits if you if you came from Cairo into Libya?
I can't do that. I'm rolling two twos and a three there.
So you roll two twos, you miss. A three, you hit.
Where's
you
your other three?
You get him once. Do you think he's going to hit you three times?
Hey.
Yeah.
Where's your four or your other three?
Fighters in there.
One.
What I'm saying
two,
is
two, three, four.
I don't know.
Oh, I see. The divide, yeah.
What I'm saying is you can take all three, come in, punch him, let him hit you, and come
even
back.
Even if he went four, Dave.
He might have.
You would have had to bring
him. Yeah.
He may.
No. With four, I could have left the aircraft carrier.
Oh, and
it's one to 34, two to 35, three to the fight, and then four back to 35. But I'm bringing.
I'm saying if it was four. If it was four, it wouldn't have mattered. You would have just had to bring that in.
Yeah.
I thought it couldn't reach, but even if you brought.
I'm bringing it in for an extra die and somewhere to land and to protect the transports that I'm going to bring over.
Well, you could have done that in non-combat, but you get a one.
Yeah, this way I get.
Yeah, you could do it in non-combat.
I get a shot at him. I put up this fight up here, which I'm going to lose, but I'm replacing two fighters, so it's okay. Got to kill that Baltic fleet.
Oh, my God.
He just spent...
$14.
14. Is it 14 in this game?
Yeah, Jesus, man, that's why I
bought it. You're way too thin here, dude.
I don't have anything else to throw at it.
That's why I bought it so cheap.
He fucking sunk everything I got.
Well, maybe you'll leave something. I can hit him with the sub once or something. I don't know.
That's what he said, Darby.
Yeah, he said that. But
you can bring your planes and your sub. One, two, three, four.
Yeah, I could bring the planes,
That'd be helpful because he left fuck all here.
You can hit him. You need two threes.
Hitting like crazy.
Two threes and a four. You should need three hits.
I guess we're starting in the Baltic. Two threes. One and a four. Hit.
Oh.
Two hits.
That's nice.
A two.
That's nice.
Three. Two fours.
Oof. Dead. Look at how easy it is to clean up.
Oh, look at that.
He hit me what?
Twice.
That's nice.
It sucks.
Cruiser and fighter, there's no fucking decision to make.
I could take two fighters.
Well, you could take the carrier and the cruiser, too, and land the fighters.
That's what I was thinking as well.
But then your transport ship dies. Oh, no, it doesn't. It survives. Oh, no, it will not.
It will kill it.
It will die.
Shit, America could. One, two, three, four, five. No, America. Okay, so that's it for that. Bomber can't reach. One, two, three, four, five,
sure can.
Six. No, it's six to get to Baltic.
Look, go to Canada. One. Two, three, four. Oh, yeah.
It's six, no matter which way.
Yeah.
Okay. The fight down in Borneo C zone. The one misses.
Come on.
The two.
Wasn't the two fire first?
Four threes. I missed with both anyway. Four threes. Ooh. Two hits. Fuck.
Well, something died.
Battleship, take a hit. Give me the rule book. I need to find out when they're repaired.
I think I did already.
You did.
Where's the three fours?
Oh, Muggsy, look at that.
What happened?
Fuck
holy
up.
Son of a bitch.
Four hits.
One, two, three. Oh, my God.
Oh. You can't get the transport up there.
Nope.
No.
Try transport's got a turn tail.
Look what he did. He took a fighter, tipped the battleship.
Fuck me.
He's coming back at you. But you all repair at the beginning or the end?
That's why I need the robot.
Beginning.
I need to find out.
Well, I gave it to you. You
at the end of your turn is so dumb. Because you can go into a fight. Oh, my turn's done. I have two.
And then you're done. Yeah. Yeah, you should be vulnerable for at least one round. In your case, he's attacking you and you go next. So it's almost like, you know, it doesn't even matter, right?
Oh, that sucks a lot.
I know, because he's going to come back and crush.
Got a destroyer to put in there, too.
Unless you want to fucking balls of the walls, buddy. Fucking.
What?
Keep rolling.
Roll a one and a three and hope you hit fucking at least one.
Yeah.
You kill something.
Oh, yeah, you are. I forgot.
What?
Hi.
Yeah?
No, I need three hits. There's no way. He's got two fours to roll back at me and a two.
Yeah, I know.
No chance.
You're
going to
die.
Oh, no chance. I can bring it up here and use this as defense on India.
Yeah, of course you can. I'm just saying, you could take out one more unit if you hit it. That one more unit would be a plane.
No, that's a lot of shit. I need that plane back home.
Why'd you land it on the carrier?
Because I don't care about the carrier. The carrier's going to die either way. This way I can land my fighter. He can't get at it yet.
Yeah, survives to live another day.
Well, the one C zone? Oh, he can. He can bring the fucking transport into India, but he'd be stupid too.
I can't take it.
No.
I can bring my destroyer in, though, which I'm not happy about.
Yeah.
If I feel I need to.
Okay, non-combat. Transport is picking up in Egypt and Transjordan and dropping off in India. Guys walking from Persia. Union guys moving and the tanks coming to Persia.
Hey.
Giving up Africa.
You want this guy in Alaska?
Sure.
What about the tank in fucking Gander?
He can't do anything, but he'll come over to Alaska because he can't get home now. He'll be sitting there the whole game.
No transports over there?
India is fucking stacked.
Should have bought a third artillery.
Didn't have enough. I had to change the infantry to a, or the tank to an infantry just so I could afford an extra fighter here.
Gotcha.
Well, Britain rolled like shit that round.
I did not.
They're rebuilding fucking Spitfires.
And now it is Japan's turn.
How about round two, boys?
That's what I was thinking. I was going to get it. I'm not going to get it.
Well, I will get it.
I'll get it.
But Dave's on the...
I'm on the bartender side.
Yes.
I can't do fuck all because I can't get
a fucking light. Exactly, they're fucking neutral.
One, two, three, four. I don't care.
Can't drink English beer all day.
I'm puking slow motion. It's August 19th and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be like this right through till October now. Watch. Remember last Thanksgiving, it was 84 degrees out?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, fucking get sunburned. Dandelions are coming back up. The buds are fucking coming out of the trees while the leaves are falling.
Well, it's the way it goes, you know? You buy a factory for Japan because they don't have any thread at first. So you just go with the motions and buy what you fucking need. Because nobody's going to do anything about it anyway.
Oh, look at that! A doggy!
Is it that ridiculous stuff?
Oh, just light that up right now and think about what you're going to do. Oh!
And what are you going to do about it?
Oh, I can save this now.
Yeah, you should see the yard. We fucking... History was awesome.
What, you just attacked it?
Just attacked it. Grand fucking did the
front. Stuff to do when you got little ones,
with
man.
With no kids, man.
Yeah.
It was so easy.
And isn't it amazing how much... Like, progress you made.
You know what I did? I raked the whole backyard because that stupid pine tree.
Oh, yeah.
It dropped. I can't even grow grass in that one area.
No.
Because the pine needles just kill it. So I raked it all, burned half of it, put the rest in a fucking leaf bag. And, I just enough to fill up the bag because Brand put all the weeds in it from the front.
Nice.
And then, cut the grass and everything and sprayed down the back of the house.
So nice. Yeah, I love doing that.
Because the spider webs are so ridiculous back there. And then the pine needles fall and they're all stuck and it looks like crap. So I just sprayed it and
I love doing that.
It looks so much better.
Like,
we hung out in the back. We didn't even go in the house.
See all the black shit come off your face panel?
Mm-hmm.
This is a kind of a junk rack.
Shut the hell up. Better than your rack. What's yours? Oh, you don't have one. Yeah, thanks for bringing it. There we go.
It won't fucking soak up water.
Doesn't matter. You're putting beer in it. Just get the big glods of water off of it and pour.
Feeling such a crying.
Maybe that is crying.
I'm not crying. I'm aiming for perfection.
Shit, this ice is on us.
You've given me a lint brush. Not to be confused with removal of the lint, but a brush that leaves.
Brushing the lint.
Oh, that's a good beer, but I couldn't drink that all day.
No, no.
Here, take yours. You're gonna get the money wet.
Oh yeah. Where the fuck is the box? The box. Where's the fucking box? Okay, we got a roach cap here.
Fruit box? What are you talking
about? Yeah, the fruit box.
I don't know.
I do like this beer.
I know you didn't roll, so Muzzy's probably got it.
This is the Smithwick's draft. I like the Smithwick's better than better than this.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I like that. That's very creamy, very smooth.
Yeah, it is very smooth. And it kind of separates like a Guinness, but not quite.
No,
The head is instant. It doesn't.
Head's gone already.
Yeah. But it is a beauty. It's a tasty.
Morsel?
Yes. Premium Irish Ale. This is an ale draft.
Would you allow me a non-combat move at this phase?
At this phase, no.
Okay.
For US?
For UK.
Oh.
No, you can't do that. You collected your cash. I'm sorry. I'm on your side and I don't
know. You can if you want. Checking.
I just wanted to grab the guy from New Zealand and bring him to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, transport would be in the same spot.
Oh, sure.
All right.
You're a good man of war, Muggsy man.
Yeah, unlike you.
I'm a good man.
No, you're not. Every time.
Jerk. Ray's pretty good about that, actually.
Not the last time. It was fucking crucial. And then in my house, he wanted one. I'm like, nope. I told him I'd get him back. He said, fuck that. He was in shock a little bit.
What was this for?
I don't know. We had a thing in here, like, you needed a non-com.
That's right.
It was a pretty crucial move with Germany's non-com.
Yes, he put the hammer down. Sometimes you gotta do that. Okay, Muggsy man. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of shib here. Okay.
Well, you got the old ones against the twos in Soviet or U.S. supported Chinese forces in. What's the name of that place?
All right, I think I'm done.
And Hawaii?
The Indian Ocean? Oh, where?
Actually, one.
And Hawaii?
Szechuan?
Can't read it upside down.
Oh, that. Anhui.
Anhui. Look at you go.
Gopher and Doc.
The board does look good, people.
People.
I do like
pieces.
The new, look amazing. I do like the new British artillery. I like those. I'm looking forward to painting those. Those are going to come alive.
You're not painting anything.
Lots of detail
on
that.
This is new
game. UK still in
shorts. All right, I'm done. I can't do anything else. I'm looking and there's nothing. Oh, I want to do more. I'll crush your ear, I guess, first. Probably won't even know. Get a one. Oh. Three and four. Defend yourself. Is there two hit carriers or one hit?
Not one hit carriers.
Then defend yourself, okay?
I got a deuce in the Indian Ocean. I rolled a five.
Yes, that's right.
Britain's streak of luck continues.
Get out of here.
And now Britain has no navy on the board whatsoever.
I've got one and two
transport down there.
Well, he's still got. Oh yeah, not anymore. Okay, now.
Now there is no UK navy.
Yes,
we'll go in Szechuan.
That's their strength.
As if there was no Royal Navy.
Szechuan has two twos.
Roll that one out, America.
Two twos and two threes. Two twos, hits, and two threes. Come on, baby, miss.
Two twos.
Fuck.
Box cards.
Two sixes.
And I need a four. And a five. Come on.
Got your one
full.
We're getting diced.
Where are you? Threes.
Come on. Threes. Four threes. I rolled three fives and a six.
Come on. Junk and more junk.
Oh my god.
Let's.
Two twos.
Oops, sorry.
Another one dead. That's you.
Oh, we finally hits with a four.
We took the infantry out.
Oh,
that'll save Russia.
All right, those are in there. I got a one.
Come on.
Start spreading out now.
And two twos, and this is...
Yeah, you might be all right focusing in on just that.
Two twos.
Missed! Oh, you just build up home until you get
here,
to...
Yeah.
Go. Just a plane every round.
I'm glad I got rid of that plane. Go, Sakes.
Did you hit me?
No, I missed.
Two twos.
Fuck! You suck at rolling.
Oh my god. Two, I'm turning the board around and I'm changing my dice. I'm going against the grain. Got one. Oh, you didn't get me last time.
Two twos.
Fuck! Nice, now's the time to go again.
I'll put a marker in.
Alright.
Well, put it in the middle. Put it there. Yeah. Or here, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Got you one, Kirk. Defend yourself again.
Oh, alright. Going back to the red. Freaking, where was that?
Oh, Raider. Yunnan. Szechuan, Yunnan, mark me up two states down, too.
I'm not marking.
You're going to mark yourself.
You're a prick.
With all due respect, sir, you're a really big asshole.
What's that? Japs up.
5-1 here.
Jabs up and, 2 and...
Going now.
How'd you say it was?
Yeah, in a minute.
Yeah, it's almost 3.
Stage down 2.
Onway?
Onway.
I left my lighter up. Where is it?
Onway, Christian soul.
5-1. None.
Oh, wait. John. No, I didn't.
And chop them in half.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. It's sitting on top.
Hit one.
That's all right. I got you this time. I didn't hit you last time, Carl. Now I got you. Roll 2 more dice.
Okay. Miss, I'm sure. I am so sure. What is the problem, Dave? Tell me now.
You don't have Field Marshal Games dice? Do you want some?
I was rolling like shit with them.
Tanya,
when
you're there,
I have
can you apologize for me not showing up and not make me look like a dick, like I'm sitting around playing board games with a bunch of friends instead of going to a
That's
party?
That's what I'm doing, Dave.
Thank you.
Hey, do you want this 20 in there?
That's my plan.
I have people.
Do you want the 20 in there?
I have people, too.
Victory
is our person. That's all right.
Hey, is this the dice you're looking for?
Yes. Mark the board, though.
I did.
I'll give you some. Over here.
Yeah, this is the only one. I got a 1. There we go. I got 3.
I'm built for power, not finesse.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm sure.
You try to tell me all they have at that store is hope. Horseshit.
Come on.
They don't have a great selection.
My sub
is all of you.
My sub is a 1.
Oh yeah, sorry. You get your 1 first.
You got rid of them for a bit. If you got to stop somewhere else on the way, now you're free and clear.
Come on. What?
You got rid of them so you can smoke.
Yeah, everything. I just wanted to smoke before I go.
Actually, not really, because, yeah, it was.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Well, you got all 4 of me.
I got all of you, luckily, because you kicked my
hit him 3 times! 3 times!
You got him, good. About time, Jesus. What'd you do? Hawaii?
Yeah.
I kicked his ass, nice. But he kicked my ass.
I know. See, if you would have won there and I could fucking come back, we would have been laughing. But now...
I laugh at you.
We got options
might
now.
Be just, yeah,
I was
going to
say, if he killed you there, we could send your cruiser up here, but now I can take it.
Yeah, she can use
that. No problem. Bye, guys.
See you, Danny.
Have a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's no hot moms on his team.
No.
No.
Shall we not?
Except for Tammy.
Oh, see
you. She's the hot mom.
Look what he's doing there, guy.
Wait.
He's going battleships.
He's got a big name.
Destroyers. Going battleships, destroyers. Oh, and he's going to drop off some cocks. Those chips are easier to work with, eh? As they're falling all over the board.
They are a little bit.
Oh, he's into those green chips. Yeah, I don't like the green and the red and the fucking looks too Italian.
What's wrong with Italian?
Well, you can't.
This actually looks like the German flank here.
Yeah, I guess I was going to say, could be Russian, too.
No, German is...
The green,
I don't think you can reach. Am I fucking myself? 1, 2... No, you can't reach my...
Black, yellow, and red?
What's that?
What's the new German flag?
Yellow, red, and black.
That's
yes. Yes. Same color as the old Vancouver Canucks.
Hmm.
They were nice-looking jerseys for a while. They did
I did like those ones.
They did have some nice ones.
New ones look good. I don't like the new ones.
I like the one with the skate. The one with the skate wasn't too bad. That had a lot of lines.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a skate that looked like it was going fast.
And they wore orange and
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. I liked it better than the Orca. I didn't really care.
Growing up, they had the V with the stripes, the black and yellow stripes.
I love the Arena.
Did you like
the Arena? That was the best.
The hockey stick one was kind of boring.
So, you know, if that was Germany's uniform, that would look fucking sweet. Mm. But for Vancouver,
that's a sweet uniform. Or that jersey is fucking sick.
Oh, what are we doing?
Japan is placing units. Oh. It's America's turn.
I need a carrier over here, Doug. I don't know about you, but I need to replace my carrier, I think, and I need to...
Okay, well, it's $14, so dig it out.
I need to know, can I, like, non-com to the water and then put the carriers down?
Yes, you can.
Or do you, when you
can't put both?
Or...
No, actually, you can. In this game, you can put both.
See, another option is you put the carrier down... Right? You put the carrier down...
Shut up
and
over there.
And anything that's adjacent, that's at a factory... has a chance to move on to the carrier.
Yeah, that's non-combat. You non-combat out to the water.
Yeah, that's how the game does it. That's how AAA does it.
Yeah.
Because I have played in AAA where you put them out to the water, and I press
and
move anyways, right? And they die.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, hey!
I was like, and where's the undo button? Is there a redo button?
There's no redo button.
I'm like...
Yeah, so see, now when I'm not sure about things, I save, and then I go back and do it. Yeah.
Or I just
yours is old. He's taking a lot of bugs out of it.
Oh, I love the game.
I should make a new CD for you so you can.
Oh, that would be solid.
Get the upgraded version.
Well, he needs more games because he doesn't even have the ones that I have, and I don't understand that.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to do that.
That was a lot of fun, man. Those are fucking fun games.
Okay. I just don't even want to do anything to that computer because that thing's been shot.
Yeah, and you're probably riding it right to the limit too, eh?
Yeah, I'm riding it to the limit.
But does it scream?
Too bad. Set up a fucking game for us on the website. Have you been even going on the website and looking?
No, I haven't been doing anything.
Please suck, man.
Fucking busy, man.
Busy, schmizzy.
Yeah, schmizzy. That's right.
Very schmizzy.
Very schmiz.
What do you need over there, Doug?
I would like...
How much are subs, Bugsy Man?
Please? They're fucking fantastic. Price of $5.
No, what? I don't know. Are they really?
$6.
Well, you got $22 to work with, David.
I really wish I killed that Navy over there.
Grab me a sub while you're digging.
I'm really happy with the Navy I have killed, though. I can't complain.
Once times...
Japan was pretty victorious in what they did in this round. Now it's
If they did better
off the
over
shores
here.
Of India for the carrier.
If they did better
one
over
fighter,
here.
Battleship. Fully repaired.
It's 14, leaving me 8.
Took out the Hawaiian Island Navy. Bought a factory for the mainland of Manchuria. Collected $3 off of the States. And China.
Took
removing their fighter, which is the biggest thing.
We've removed all American forces from China.
UK is not really that close to support. And like in Classic, you can support it from India. You can support China from India.
Yeah, because you can go 1-2.
But now you have to go 1-2.
I know.
That 1-2.
Sucks. I brought a package of
smokes. Don't do that. Okay. Like, I'm sorry. Don't fight me right there. Good, that means your transports will be by themselves.
Negative.
Yes.
You're not getting this cruiser, by the way.
That's fine, I bought my carrier.
You won over there pretty good.
I'm okay for a round. And I got my sub.
We got nothing left on the continent now. What are you doing? Are you doing any fighting over there?
Oh, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Do I have anything... can I reach any transport?
You can kill the fighter and the bomber on Midway.
35? Why am I up so high?
Is that Midway? Or is that Wake?
Wake.
Where's Midway? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Do you think I should do that?
Why the hell not?
Well, because I would rather come out strong. I don't want to lose the transport just like that. I got other plans down the road.
Bring him out there and he comes out and then you can hit him again.
Fucking try it.
I would like to get rid of the fighter and the bomber.
Yeah.
But they're the only thing that's within reach, and he won't attack. If he does, he'll lose both his aircraft while I defend.
Then they come back here and they start fucking with Russia. He's got a free shot through Russia now, through China.
Well, then I need to change my purchases then.
because I won't have a transport. If I'm going out there with a transport, I need to replace that transport.
I need to go outside and have a transport.
You guys can talk.
Yeah. Yeah, good talk. Good idea. Listen up, Flint.
If you bring this Navy from San Francisco to Wake Island, he'll have a target. That means he's pulling shit out there. Then this stuff can attack there.
I won't have anything for wave. Like I won't have any ground wave again. I'll have to skip a beat over here then.
I'll tell you what. Ground. I'll give you this cruiser in 19. That'll match up with your aircraft carrying your sub. These guys, these transports are going to come to Africa, Morocco.
Yeah, good.
Put some pressure over here.
Yes.
But then the transports are dead. I don't care.
Yeah, they're dead.
I bought two more transports next
That's
round.
That's right.
So I'm going to need money for transport and a load to bring back over afterwards. So I think...
Okay, well then I'll tell you what we could try this. Like what we could have a pattern. Whereas one time...
Just keep hammering.
One time you guys buy the transports over there. Next round I buy the transports. So... We're
I don't know if you
up.
Need transports in Pacific.
I gotta fucking go down and eat gobbly chew, though.
Fuck with his Navy. I'll fuck with him on the main line with Britain. And Russia just fucking tries to get into position to...
I'll stay with this purchase, then.
Don't worry about island hopping. It costs too much to island hop.
I just don't like to have no transports. I feel useless without transports. But I see what you're saying. You want a Navy mission? No problem. We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, you're going to spend money over there. On inventory and new jacks.
I'm taking Morocco. I'm gonna leave my tank behind because I don't have a full load next round.
Are you saying use the offshore barrage too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, eh?
And you can even leave your destroyer behind if you want, or bring it in
for defense. No, I'll bring it in for
next
defense.
Round. Yeah.
Well, you know what I could do?
Do you get an artillery out? No, you don't.
We're going to come in with this stuff.
No, you got a fighter you can come in as well.
In an offshore garage. If it doesn't hit, though, this is useless.
I'll give you this fighter for your aircraft carrier, okay?
You're fucking me up now. I got to do the Navy. You're telling me to do the Navy? I need this.
You're putting the aircraft carrier down here, right?
Yeah.
Take this fighter.
This fighter
gonna
can
land
go
on
one,
it.
Two...
He can't get in that fight. He can land on the aircraft carrier. This guy's going to have to come back home. One, two,
he can land in Hawaii.
Three, he can't. No, that fighter can't even get in that fight.
What fighter? The one from the carrier?
The one from Hawaii.
One. Oh,
he can't.
Wait a minute. Let's try this.
He can't reach.
One, two, three. Oh, yeah, I can't do this one. This is a bad fucking idea.
Yeah, you're right. We got to rethink it.
I'm going to stay with my purchase.
That's right, because two infantry is not going to kill that.
Let me get a little stronger, then I can come out.
Okay.
I hate being on pause. I want in on the action. I can't do anything. I can afford to do everything, and I can't do a damn thing. So we'll leave that.
Right, because next round, these guys will be on board.
Yeah.
And hit that island.
Yeah.
And then come
exactly.
back.
Exactly. And I'll still have the offshore barrage. You keep the cruiser. Keep it over there to help defend. Get rid of his. Send a Navy raid. Fucking med. That's what you want to do.
No, I can't, because his fighters are going to kill this. So I might as well let him die anyway and kill this sub at the same time.
Yeah, kill that.
See, the fighter cannot reach Britain from Washington. They've broken the sea zones up here so that it's 1, 2.
Yeah, you got to go to Iceland.
3.
You guys got?
1, 2, 3, 4. Can't even get to Iceland.
Greenland?
I gotta go to Canada first.
Greenland.
Yeah, you could go to Greenland.
There you go.
2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Wow, that'll be the first instance of a Greenland landing.
They use that in AAA too.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's an AK-AK in Iceland.
Yeah.
I thought that's kind of cool.
Can you give me a roundel and mark me up 1 and Germany down 1?
So very angry.
Well, I like it when you're angry.
He can't move two there. Isn't it 2 through the...
1, 2.
No.
Drop off. From here.
From here. This guy. This
He's
is one,
not
right?
Doing anything. That's one move.
Yeah.
That's two moves.
Right.
Yeah. Coming off.
It's got a number on each C-zone.
Mm. Yeah, Panama, you don't have the option of making it one move anymore.
I'm done over here, Mark.
I'm done as well. We changed our plan because we fucked up and... realize that two infantry is not going to take out a bomber, an infantry, and a fighter.
way do these go?
No, but a nice short barrage. Everything?
The big point goes forward.
Yeah, this is the tail.
No.
The stern.
No, that's the stern.
You gotta look at the fucking thing.
That's the bow, that's
look
the stern.
At, this is where the guys sit.
That's what I'm looking at.
That's the window, so you're facing alley. The bridge is
there. Where is that confounded bridge?
For all you Led Zeppelin fans, you just left.
Hey, Muggsy, we actually have the Americans fighting in the first round.
Okay.
Muggsy, yeah. I think it's pointing at the wall.
It is.
Okay. Ba-na-na. Don't you?
The big point is the bow.
Yes.
You ready?
Well, yes. Listen here.
I got a destroyer, a fighter, and a bomber on a sub. So I got a 2. Attack. A 3. And a 4. Oh, barely hit.
I'll get a 1. This.
9. Kill that piece of shit, cum sucking motherfucker.
How am I at 35? That's what I wanted to know. Well, I only went up 3, right? So why the fuck am I up so high? Should collect 33.
Japan?
Japan, I went up 3.
You might have both marked it. Where'd you start?
That doesn't make sense.
Start at 30.
30. Should be at 33.
Okay, did you move America down?
I moved.
Too much?
I don't know.
No, America, they started at 42. Why are they down 4? They should be
1, 2, 3. They're down 3.
And they're up 1. They should be
down 2.
40. Yeah, you did move them twice.
But it wasn't the same span at this.
What does Germany start at?
Maybe you did 2 because 31. They're usually worth 2 each.
Maybe.
Could be.
Okay, well, I'm even. I'm at 24.
Even?
Britain's even as well at 31.
Hey, where'd my guy go?
Well, they start with an extra buck, do they?
Oh, is that a non-combat movie sure. You just did?
I guess so. I don't think so. You're supposed to be there already.
I'll allow it. You let me move my
we each get a, right, we each get a mulligan.
Ray's still holding his. Okay, so America's done. We're done round 1.
How'd you make out over?
Plus, I didn't collect yet.
Wait a minute, wait. Why'd you leave that there? We talked about it.
Leave what where? I haven't non-commed yet.
Oh, good man.
And ore placed units.
Okay, good.
America's not... I said America was done, but I did not mean...
Well, I'm done on this side because America I had nothing to do.
I non-commed these guys. Right.
Okay.
Now I'm placing units.
Landed your bomber in UK. There should be a blow-up box for UK.
Should okay, always be a blow-up box for UK.
We're done our first round of Axis and Allies 1942 Second Edition. Provided to us by Field Marshal Games in Oshawa. And,
it rules.
What else is there to say?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Until next time.
We're enjoying it so far. New pieces to look at. A little bit of different strategy and basically the same, but...
I like
there's
the
a few
chips.
Different options.
I like the chips.
Muggsy's loving the chips. He's hiding green ones under red ones and scaring the shit out of us with a 9-tank stack in the Baltic States.
The States is utilizing Greenland for probably the first time ever.
That's the first time I've ever put anything on Greenland.
Just a refuel in between the West and the East. Well, the West and the... Fucking
holy Insta-Navy.
All right, people. So we'll see you next week for round 2 and...
Yeah, chug a look at poke toe, keep sleep, repeat, folks.
Those have been done, yeah.
Till next time.
Welcome to the Dice Destruction Podcast. Do not roll those fucking dice, I will kick your ass.